Hi there, my name's Paul Scott, and today I was going to share my personal experiences with you from the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, and, share what my day-to-day life was like, and what is currently like, and, just what really happens during a pandemic. So I'm a college student currently up here at HSU. It's my fifth year. And COVID-19 for a student, I would say, is really interesting. For the past 5 years, I've been used to going to class every day, or 4 years, I've been used to going to class every day in person. And for my major, it requires a lot of hands-on stuff. So being at home or, distant from school while trying to do some of these things was pretty tough. It also just changed, your normal activities and habits, from waking up in the morning and, maybe going and grabbing a bite to eat or going and seeing your friends, to sit down and have food somewhere, or, even just going out and doing normal things. That's all been heavily impacted, by COVID-19. And I would say that currently, right now, it's just a lot of social distancing and staying safe. And we've been doing that for the past year, even though, things are getting better. Right now, we still have to take the necessary precautions. The most challenging thing at this time, like I was saying, has just been school. And trying to visit with family who are older or might have health conditions that you have to keep in mind. Those have been the most challenging things for me, especially school, just because it's why I'm up here and, what I'm trying to do right now. And all of that has been really impacted. One of the things that I probably missed the most is just, I missed it last year. I wasn't able to see my grandma as much or my dad. And, just because my grandma's old and I just didn't want to spread any germs to my dad or my mom or the rest of my family. So that was really difficult, not having family around you. That was kind of tough. And thinking about the word essential, it has a big meaning, and it has a bigger meaning right now than it ever has before, just because when you think about essential, it has to do with the people who are out there, putting their life on the line for the commodities that we're used to having. And I think a lot of people maybe took that for granted because, we go to the store, we expect things to be there. And when it all started, a lot of things on the shelves weren't there, and people had to go into work with the risk of getting, this virus. And that was really eye-opening, and I think it was eye-opening to other people, because I don't think they ever really realized how important, everyone is at every level of employment, and how important the people who are, working at McDonald's or in a factory, how important they are to our community. I see COVID as a good opportunity for people to come together and, realize that we're all in this together, and the virus doesn't discriminate. It attacks everyone. Everyone can get infected. And I think more people are beginning to realize that we need to be united in this and not separated. And I think it's a good opportunity for people to see other people's perspectives and kind of learn from one another, which is pretty cool in my opinion. One thing that I want to remember about this time is how strange and new it was to just, have to stay inside at all points. I always want to remember that, so then if I'm ever feeling down and I don't want to go and do something, I can remind myself that I wasn't allowed to do anything for the better portion of a year and a half. And really to live my life to the fullest, because, who knows what can really happen, which is pretty crazy. I don't know. That's been awesome. And I don't think things will ever really go back to the way that they are, just because I think people have certain things ingrained in their head about public safety and health. I think for the younger population, we'll probably bounce back pretty quickly, but I think for older populations, they might, you know, think twice about a lot of things. I want to see more people taking health seriously. As a kinesiology major, I think it's important that people realize that having underlying health conditions can contribute to your risk of, you know, getting a disease or, you know, just being ill in general. And I've noticed that people are getting out on their own and, you know, trying to stay healthy for themselves just because gyms aren't open. And I think that is really awesome. And the way that I would want to help as many people as I can on their mission to get healthy and staying healthy, which honestly would probably be pretty good for most American adults. Thank you.